High school students from around the valley got a lesson on drought and water scarcity in the West Thursday. The organization EcoFlight brought in experts and college students just returned from a flight over the Colorado River Basin. The high school students packed a seminar room to hear about water law, environmentalism, and how water impacts wildlife. Mark Harvey spoke first. He's a rancher in Old Snowmass.
We raise beef cattle. We've been doing it for about 50 years now. One of the reasons this ranch works is because we have irrigation.
A few years ago, his neighbors hired a lawyer. They wanted some of the water Harvey uses for his ranch. What ensued was an exhaustive lesson on water law.
About every 2 weeks, an envelope would show up from the law firm about that fat, and I would just be scared to open it. Anyway, that sort of begs the question, how did we get here in the West with a scarcity of water and where we're constantly battling over it?
Harvey explains how water law in the West came to be. Speaker Auden Schindler follows up with how climate change will impact water resources. He's the VP of Sustainability for the Aspen Skiing Company.
This is all data on what's going to happen to fisheries in the next 100 years if we don't act. All trout and salmon habitat from Tennessee to New England would be too warm to support native fish, so no fishing.
He says the real threat of climate change is its impact on activities people take joy from. The students were surprised when Schindler, who's involved in the group Protect Our Winters, told a story about professional snowboarder Jamie Anderson. She was on Donald Trump's television show Celebrity Apprentice.
She, of course, gets fired, and at the end of the show, Trump says, "Hey, if there's anything I can do for you, let me know." And right there, she says, "Yeah, you can write a check to Protect Our Winters." And he writes a $5,000 check to Protect Our Winters. So the great climate denier and presidential candidate is working on climate change.
The water presentations were prompted by a flight over 4 western states by a group of college students. The students from colleges like CMC and the University of Denver had a message for the high schoolers.
And you guys have to realize that everything that happens in this Colorado River watershed affects you. It affects the water and affects everyone else in it.
I just think it's really cool that these college students get opportunities to go and do things like fly all over the western part of the country and look at the rivers.
Mason Yellico is a senior at Glenwood Springs High School.
And it just really makes me appreciate the amount of water that we have in our little valley.
Marcy Quivenen, Aspen Public Radio News.